Nothing against the euphoric senior editor of Food and Wine, but I'd be surprised if she'd ever actually been here in Harbor Park, amid crowds of people slapping Canal Zone mosquitoes as they eat deep-fried Twinkies and watch Professor Paddywhack on 6-foot stilts in a raincoat with plastic lobsters protruding from all directions on springs terrify their children. Lobster is essentially a summer food. This is because we now prefer our lobsters fresh, which means they have to be recently caught, which for both tactical and economic reasons takes place at depths less than 25 fathoms. Lobsters tend to be hungriest and most active, that is, most trappable, at summer water temperatures of 45 to 50 degrees. In the autumn, most Maine lobsters migrate out into deeper water, either for warmth or to avoid the heavy waves that pound New England's coast all winter. Some burrow into the bottom. They might hibernate, nobody's sure. Summer is also lobsters' molting season, specifically early to mid-July. Chitinous arthropods grow by molting, rather the way people have to buy bigger clothes as they age and gain weight. Since lobsters can live to be over 100, they can also get to be quite large, as in 30 pounds or more, though truly senior lobsters are rare now because New England's waters are so heavily trapped. Datum. In a good year, the U.S. industry produces around 80 million pounds of lobster, and Maine accounts for more than half that total. Anyway, hence the culinary distinction between hard and soft-shell lobsters, the latter sometimes also known as shedders. A soft-shell lobster is one that is recently molted. In mid-coast restaurants, the summer menu often offers both kinds, with shedders being slightly cheaper, even though they're easier to dismantle and the meat is allegedly sweeter. The reason for the discount is that a molting lobster uses a layer of seawater for insulation while its new shell is hardening, so there's slightly less actual meat when you crack open a shedder, plus a redolent gout of water that gets all over everything and can sometimes jet out lemon-like and catch a tablemate right in the eye. If it's winter, or you're buying lobster someplace far from New England, on the other hand, you can almost bet that the lobster is a hard shell, which for obvious reasons travel better. As an a la carte entree, lobster can be baked, broiled, steamed, grilled, sautéed, stir-fried, or microwaved. The most common method, though, is boiling. If you're someone who enjoys having lobster...